आते जी, कैन यू सी द स्क्रीन?
हरे
यस
कृष्णा। यस माता जी, वी कैन सी।
यस माता
सो
जी,
यस्टरडे वाज डे थ्री बिकॉज वी मिस्ड इट, वी विल डू डे थ्री टुडे एंड डे फोर एंड डे फाइव आर लाइक मधु वन, सो वी कैन डू टुमारो। माय सन आल्सो वांट्स टू हियर। माताजी, सो डे थ्री, सो लेट्स प्रे टू राधा रानी अगेन टूडे एंड वी आर एंटरिंग डे थ्री। सो दिस इज द मैप, मैप देर इज गोकर, सॉरी समहाउ इट गॉट कट, गोकर्णेश्वर महादेव, देन चक्र तीर्थ, वी कम टू विश्रम घाट, देन ध्रुव घाट, देन कुब्जा मंदिर, रंगेश्वर महादेव, भूतेश्वर महादेव, एंड देन वी विल कम टू गौर गोविंद मठ, देन महाविद्या देवी मंदिर। सो दिस इज वॉट वी विल कवर टूडे। स्टार्ट। सो रिमेंबर ऑन डे टू वी वर ऑन फ्रॉम वृंदावन टू मथुरा, वी सॉ अक्रूर घाट एंड वी न्यू दैट अक्रूर घाट इज द border of Vrindavan and Mathura. So after we entered Mathura, we have seen Krishna Janmasthan temple, then the Potra Kund. So now if we go a little bit forward, there is this place called Gokarna Tirtha. So at this place, there is Shiva as Gokarneshwar Mahadev. So who is the Kshetra Palak of Vrindavan Dham? We all know that it is Lord Shiva. So he is Kshetrapalak, but in Mathura, what is happening is he is a Dikpalak also. Four directions he is protecting, like north side, east side, west side, and south side. So Gokarneshwar Mahadev is the protector of north side. Rangeshwar Mahadev is of the south side. Bhuteshwar Mahadev is west side. And Pipaleshwar Mahadev is the east side. Actually, Bhuteshwar Mahadev is even one of the Kshetrapalaks. So there are four Kshetrapalaks, Chakleshwar Mahadev on Govardhan, then we have Bhuteshwar Mahadev, then we have Gopeshwar Mahadev, and I think the other one is Kameshwar, Kamyavan, yes, Kameshwar Mahadev. So these are the four Dikpalaks in Mathura. And why is it called Gokarna Tirtha? Because once upon a time, there was a sage by named Gokarna. And the story goes as follows. There was a Brahmana by named Atmadev and he has a wife called Dunduli. But what happened? They didn't have children. So they were, the Brahmana was feeling very sad that he doesn't have sons like any one of us would feel. So he was feeling very bad. And then one day a sage gives him a fruit and he says, give this fruit to your wife. If she eats this, she will have a very nice, you know, pious, religious son. So this Brahmana, Atmadev, he takes the fruit and he will give that fruit to his wife. But for whatever reasons, she was not willing to eat that fruit. So what happens? She said her husband that she ate, but she didn't eat. So what will she do? One day her sister will come to her house. Then she will be worrying, saying that, oh, you know, I said lie to my husband. So he will be expecting a baby, but I didn't eat the fruit. So now what should I do? Then the sister will say, it's okay. I am anyways pregnant. So I will give you my baby. As soon as I deliver the baby, I will give you. In return, you just give me some wealth. So Dundul, then now what do they do with the fruit? They fed the fruit to the cow in their Goshala. They have some lots of cows, so they fed that to the cow. So very soon, Dunduli's sister gave birth to a boy and she handed it over to Dunduli and they named him as Dundukari. He was Dundukari. And a little bit later, in few days, the cow ate the fruit. So the cow gave birth to a human child. And they say like he was born from the ear of the cow. Some say he's born as two different versions I heard. In one place they said like he's born from the ear of the cow. That's why he's named as Go, cow and Karna. So Go Karna, but in the other version I heard they said that because the Go Karna has big, big ears like cow, he's named as Gokarna. So now Atmadev, he's born to Atmadev's cow only, right? So Atmadev, the Brahmin, he names him as Gokarna and he takes care of him also. But Dundukari was a very bad person. He like opposite of what the sage has said, you know, he's looting, cheating, and Atmadev is totally distressed. But Gokarna is a very good Brahmin, like he's a very good person. Then Dundukari will be doing all kinds of nasty things that Atmadev was so distressed, and Gokarna will suggest, my dear father, why will you feel bad? You please, you know, go to, you do your Varnashram, you go do your meditation. So Atmadev will leave the house and he will be wanting to, you know, completely concentrate on Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he will leave the place and he will leave the body eventually. So what happens now, this Dundukari's mother also one day, Dundukari will be doing, you know, he will be really torturing her, being bad to her. So she got so scared and she will be running, and unknowingly she will fall in a well and she will die. Then Dundukari also, he eventually leaves his body. But because he's so bad, what happens was, he didn't get a suitable body. His karma was so bad, he couldn't get a next body and he became a ghost. And all the villagers were worrying, like, oh, this ghost, like, he became a ghost, like, he's bothering us, so what should we do? So they will request Gokarna, please do something. Then Gokarna will do Bhagavat Sapta for 7 days. And then on the seventh day, the Vishnudutas will come and take this Dundukari, because he was so desperately, you know, listening, very attentively listening to Bhagavatam. So the Vishnudutas will come and take him. And then Gokarna will ask, like, we were also reading, like, then why are not we getting liberation? So the Vishnudutas will say that you still have something to do here. So you will come back eventually, they will say, and then they will leave. So that is why this place is called as Gokarna Tirtha, and Shiva residing here is called as Gokarneshwar Mahadev.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Mataji?
Yes, Mataji, please add if you.
Mataji, before you go to the next place, I want to add the points on the glories of Mathura. Like, when you go to Mathura, you will get the benefits of reading, like having the doing Vedas. God is called like Vedanta, means after serving Vedas you will attain perfection. That one also, if you donate so many things, then you will get the benefit of donation. And third thing, if you visit the holy places, all the holy places in India, all three benefits you will get only by going to Mathura. The second thing is, Mathura is even higher than the Vaikuntha Dham of Lord Narayana. And third thing is, there are Saptapuris called, like, they are called Moksha Puris. When you go all these seven places, you can attain the Moksha. So what are these? Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Avantika, Puri, Dwaravati, Shaiva, Saptete, Moksha, Daika. These are the seven places, and Mathura is the one of them. So thank you, Mataji. You can go ahead.
Thank you, Mataji. So next we will be going to, in the map, if you see, Gokarneshwar Mahadev is done, and then we are coming to Chakra Tirtha and Ambarisha Tila here. So we know Ambarish Maharaj very, very, very well. So very well known pastime. What happened was, Ambarish Maharaj did a 1 year Nirjala. And we know that Durvasa Muni comes and he will say, I will go to Yamuna, take bath and then come back. So Ambarish Maharaj will check with the, you know, with the authorized sources, and then he will just break his fast by drinking just one drop of water. And Ambarish Maharaj will get so angry because he thinks he offended him by not waiting for him. So what will he do? From his hair, he will invoke a demoness. Then we know that pastime where the demoness finally, you know, chases Ambarish Maharaj only. Because what happens? Lord will release this Sudarshan Chakra, right? Then the chakra
Hare
will be
Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji, the Sudarshan chase is the sage.
I'm saying that's what Mataji, the chakra chases Ambarish. Ambarishma. Sorry, oh, Ambarish Maharaj. I said Ambarish. Sorry. Yeah, so the chakra chase. Sorry, Mataji. So the chakra chases Durvasa Muni. And, you know, finally he will go to Brahma, Shiva. Finally, he will come to Vishnu. And Vishnu says, you have to take the forgiveness of my devotee Ambarish Maharaj. And Durvasa Muni comes back to Ambarish Maharaj asking for forgiveness. He will understand how great devotee is Ambarish Maharaj, and all this took place for 1 year. So whole that 1 year Ambarish Maharaj was patiently waiting for Durvasa Muni at this place, Ambarish Tila. And what is Chakratirtha? Chakratirtha is after protecting Ambarish Maharaj, the chakra is still there. He is protecting Ambarish Maharaj. So this is that pass, this is that place. And very close by we will have Durvasa Muni's ashram also at this place. So that is Chakratirtha and Ambarish Chila. As we go forward, Mataji, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, yes, Mataji. So the Tila means like a small hill. So Ambarish Maharaj was standing on that hill and he did tapasharya for 1 year. That's the place called Ambarish Tila, and also Sudarshan Chakra is there. Who after means Ambarish Maharaj ordered to Sudarshan Chakra, now you can stop now. And there the Sudarshan Chakra has stopped. So that is called Chakratirtha. Yeah. Thank you.
So as we go forward, we have Dwarkadish Mandir. So we know Krishna stayed for 18 years and then he went to Dwarka. There's a beautiful temple there. So in that remembrance, they had this. This is the temple, Dwarkadish Mandir.
So Mataji, after killing Kamsa, Jarasandha attacked on Mathura 17 times. And each time what Krishna will do, Krishna will kill all the demons and he just leave the Jarasandha back and he will not kill Jarasandha. So next year what Jarasandha, he will go to different places for whole year and he collect the demons like him and he bring them to Mathura and attack on Mathura. So Krishna will kill all the demons and he will leave Jarasandha. So that happened 17 times and for 18th time what happened that Jarasandha, what he did, he feed the Brahmanas. And while going, Brahmana says, what do you want? You serve us so nicely. They say, give me a benediction that I will win against Krishna. And they gave the benediction. He said, if you don't give me benediction, I am going to kill you. So they gave the benediction and they immediately come to Krishna and they said, Krishna, our life is in your hands. So this time when you fight with Jarasandha, please lose for us. So Krishna said, okay. And what Krishna did, Krishna ran away from the battlefield. And where he go, he went on the Pravarshan Parvat. So on that Parvat, Krishna and Balaram, they climbed up. And Jarasandha could not climb. And what he did, he put the fire all around the Parvat. And then Jarasandha thought they will die by burning. But what they did, they jumped from the mountain and they went into the sea. And they said to Vishwakarma that build a city which is right in the middle of the sea. And that should have all opulences And when they came out in the Dwarka city. And in the night, all the citizens of Mathura, they were sleeping. And when they woke up in Dwarka. And they saw the house is the same, all the paraphernalia, the stuff in the kitchen and kitchen utensils and the containers and everything is there, but it turned into gold. So like that, it became so opulent, and they moved overnight to Dwarka. So thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for explaining that. So Mataji, I didn't get one. So you said when Krishna requested the Vishwakarma to build yes. So how come? So in Mathura, everything became gold, all the containers and vessels.
Whatever everything was in Mathura that moved to, like we do moving, we take the trucks and we go to the new place and like that. Instead of that, when they woke up in Dwarka.
Oh.
And but they did not realize that, but everything was there inside the house, but it turned into gold.
Gold, okay.
So let me just like explain one thing. So when Vishwakarma made Dwarka, he made it look exactly like Mathura, so that no one realized that where am I?
So how long did it take for Vishwakarma to build that Dwarka city, Mataji? Do you know?
One night.
Yeah.
When they were jumping from the mountain, before that they told Vishwakarma that build a city, and he built the city, and they came out, they were in Dwarka.
Dwarka. Okay. Thank you, Mataji. So then we will go to Vishramghat. So Mathura is the shape of half moon. So on the edge, there are 25. There are a lot of ghats in Mathura. Like who has gone to Mathura Parikrama must be knowing. So many ghats. So Vishramghat is in the center. Either side has 12 ghats this side and 12 ghats that side. In the center is Vishramghat. And this is a very, very famous ghat. In Skanda Puran, Mathura Khanda, it explains the celebrated holy place, Sri Vishranti, is situated in Mathura. By visiting this place, traveler attain eternal rest. By bathing there and worshipping Lord Achyuta, one attains immortality and is automatically freed from the miseries of material existence. So they're talking about this, this place. So let's see what it is. So Vishrama means we know rest, Vishranti, rest. So Krishna rested here after killing Kamsa. He came here and Krishna rested. And also after being victorious on Hiranyaksha, Varahadev came here still holding Bhumi Mata. He was, resting here. So this happened in Satya Yuga, right? So then he was holding Mother Bhumi and he was speaking the glories of Vrajabhumi, Vrajamandal to Bhumi Mata. And it is said that when the whole earth fell down, when Hiranyaksha threw, the dham, Mathura, the dham didn't, fall down. So that means it is not a part of this earth. It's a spiritual place. So that's the potency of this Vrindavan dham. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before entering Mathura and visiting Krishna Janma Bhumi and all the places, he came here and he took a bath. So this is very, very holy place, Vishramghat. Mataji, want to add something? I'll tell this also. Like at Vishramghat, you will even have little bit few steps if you take. We have this Yamuna and Yamaraj temple. We know that they both are brother and sister, children of Surya Bhagavan. Then what happened? One day, Yamuna Mata, she cooks. We know Yamuna came as Kalindi in Dwarka. She's the queen Kalindi, right? Then she nicely served. She cooked a wonderful meal and she served her brother. And her brother was very pleased. And he asked, what do you want? You ask me something. Then Yamuna said that there is no need. I don't need anything. But please, whoever comes to bathe in my waters, please you don't judge them. So Yamaraj said that, you know, he will never judge the people. Means if there are any sinful people or bad people, anybody, if somebody bathes in Yamuna, Yamaraj will forgive. So that is the promise what Yamaraj gave to Yamuna. Mataji, want to add something? Then we'll go to Dhruva Ghat. And this is the place where actually Dhruva from here moved to Madhuvan. But here Narada Muni came and he gave instructions about how Supreme Lord looks like and how to approach him. He gave all those instructions to Dhruva Maharaj here at this place. So that is where this is called as Dhruva Ghat. And as we keep walking, as we all know, when Akrura, we discussed the pastime of Akrura, Akrura Ghat. Then after all that pastime has happened, Akrura was bringing Krishna and Balaram. And as they entered the city, what happened? The Vrajavasis came before itself, like Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's friends and all. They came, but they were waiting for Krishna at, you know, before even entering the city, they were waiting. So as Krishna was going, what happened? He saw Nanda Maharaj and his friends. So he stopped there and he said, Akrura, you can, you know, now you drop me here and you go. But Akrura says, no, how can I leave you and both of you and go? I don't want to go. You come with me. Please stay in my house. So he will be requesting, take rest. But Krishna says, no, I have few things to do with my friends. And, you know, I have something to fulfill. So you please go. So Akrura will leave the place, leaving Krishna and Balaram. Then Krishna and Balaram, taking his friends, they will go to visit the city. So as we walk, that's all Mathura city, how it's described in Krishna book. Bhagavatam, I have not gone to 10th canto. So I read this pastime in Krishna book where they describe very beautiful how Mathura big gates are and how beautifully it's, you know, embedded with gems. The patios are filled with gold, diamonds. In a very beautifully decorated, and how all the women, they heard about Krishna, all the pastimes regarding Krishna, and they came on top of their roofs and they were looking at these boys, and all that is explained. So we are passing by, and as we pass by that route, and we know the pastime where Krishna meets this washerman, and Krishna asks him to give cloth. What will this washerman do? He will say, hey, you fool, this is for King Kamsa. How can you ask? You are a boy who are just wandering in the mountains and forests and you want King Kamsa's cloth? Just go away. He'll be very rude. Then we know how Krishna will just, you know, he will kill him. So, and then, Mataji, do you want to say something here?
So Krishna, yes, Mataji, did you go to Pipaleshwar Mahadev?
No, I didn't go. I was at the washerman's pastime. I was asking, you want to say something at this about this washerman?
Yeah. So you will go to Pipaleshwar Mahadev later?
Then I will call. Okay, Mataji.
Okay, and Saptarishi Mandir also.
Yes, Mataji, I'll tell you. I'll stop there.
Yeah.
So he, what happened now, he killed the washerman, and then, see, this washerman was rejecting to take the benefit of, you know, serving Krishna. Though he mentioned, you know, you get benefited. But there, this Sudama, who is a garland, you know, flower seller, what does he do? He nicely offers a garland to Krishna. So we know that pastimes, and in between, after Krishna and Balaram picks their, you know, cloth, favorite cloth after killing this washerman, then a weaver comes and, you know, he decorates nicely Krishna with gold ornaments, with the jewelry, you know, that weaver comes and does that. So they took benefit, whereas this washerman was being, you know, ignorant, foolish. And now as we walk further, there comes Kubja Mandir. So
in there the tailor is also comes and he makes the nice fitting for everybody, like all his friends and Krishna, and they he stitches the clothes and, like, you know, he does the nice fitting for them.
Yes, Mataji. Then we'll go to Kubja Mandir. We know who is Kubja. Kubja is called as Trivakra. So she has three bends. Three means three, right? So she has, like, she's a hunchback lady. Her body is bent at three places and she looks very ugly looking, but she makes sense for Kamsa. So every day she makes the sense and take it to Kamsa. So what happens that day? See, in this picture as shown, she offers those sense to Krishna and Balaram. So she's not worried of what Kamsa is going to say. Will Kamsa scold me? Will Kamsa punish me? She doesn't think about that. You know, when she sees the Supreme Personality, Krishna and Balaram, she surrenders and it's okay. She doesn't think. That's how a devotee is, right? She doesn't think what is happening to her and she offers those sense. And what will Krishna do? Krishna is pleased by that act, and with just one touch, all her, you know, her trivakras are gone and she will become very beautiful. And who is this Trivakra? This Trivakra is Shurpanakha in her past life. And we know Shurpanakha wanted to marry Lord Ram. She was very lusty towards him, but it was not possible. Then she saw, you know, her brothers being killed and Ram rejecting her, saying that I cannot marry you. So what did she do after that? For 10,000 years, she did austerities underwater. Sorry, spelling mistake. So she did for 10,000 years, and then Shiva was pleased. She said, your wish will be fulfilled in Dwapar Yug. So in Dwapar Yug, she came as Kubja. So now she became very beautiful by the touch of Krishna. And she also now had that desire again to marry him. She has those lusty desires. But what happened? Krishna knows everything. So he removed all the lust from her and she became a pure devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna only can get rid of all the anarthas in our heart, right? So this is the pastime here. And there is a temple, small temple of Kubja Mandir. And as we go forward, there is Rangeshwar Mahadev. So this deity is said, like, personally Kamsa worshipped him in Rangabhumi. Rangeshwar Mahadev is there. And Rangeshwar Mahadev is at Rangabhumi. That is the place. Ranga means like a match, right? So this is the place where Kamsa called Krishna and Balaram for the wrestling match. And at the entrance gate of Rangabhumi is where Krishna killed the mad elephant Kuvalai Pida. So now here seeing the wrestlers are Chanur, Mushtika, Shala, Kuta and Toshala. So there are five wrestlers that Kamsa have. And who are they? They are the sons of Utatya Muni. So they are Brahmana's children, right? But because they were very fit, they ignored their Brahmanical duties and they learned wrestling from Bali Maharaj. So their father got upset with them and he cursed, saying that you will be born as wrestlers in Bharata Varsha. You go to the earth planet. So then what happened? Kamsa met them when Kamsa was, you know, on his quest, like conquering the different places. Then he met them and he said, okay, we will do one thing. We'll combat a battle. And if you lose, you have to come surrender to me. If I lose, I will surrender to you. And then there was, you know, they were fighting, but finally they lost. And according to the agreement, what will they do? They will surrender to Kamsa and they will come to Kamsa's kingdom as wrestlers. And then they will combat. Kamsa was very sure, because seeing their strength there, he will think that definitely they are going to kill Krishna. But nobody can do that. Even how demoniac and how strengthful, we have seen in the history, right? Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, so many great, great big demons, Ravana. They were trying to, you know, harm. They were not realizing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and doing all, you know, they were challenging him, but always they are not victorious. So that is not possible. So after that, after this Rangabhumi and Rangeshwar Mahadev, darshan we take, and then we go to Keshavji Gaudiyamat. So this was established by Bhakti Pragnana Keshava Goswami Maharaj. He is the godbrother of Srila Prabhupada and a sannyasa guru. In 1959, Srila Prabhupada took sannyasa from Bhakti Pragnana Keshava Goswami Maharaj at this very place, at this mutt. So, and there are deities Radha, Vinod, Bihari at this place. So from there, we go to Bhuteshwar Mahadev. So I told Bhuteshwar Mahadev is one of the Kshetrapalak also. And Chakleshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev and Kameshwar Mahadev are the other three. So Bhuteshwar Mahadev temple is right there. And then after that, we will go to Mahavidya Devi Mandir. Mataji, Shyamagauri Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, before Bhuteshwar Mahadev, I wanted to add, like, you know,
yes,
yeah, there is a road, like a Kotwali road, and in between Bharatpur gate and Holi gate, and then there is a Padmanabh, Shri Padmanabh temple. And Padmanabh is a black deity, self-manifested deity of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Chaitanya took darshan there during his tour of Mathura. So you will see the Padma. Do you have a Padmanabh temple here? Yeah, that's the Padmanabh temple in the between. Yeah. And there is also Varaha temple.
Mataji wanted to add about Pipaleshwar Mahadev, right, Mataji?
Yes, Pipaleshwar Mahadev is also, we missed. Pipaleshwar Mahadev comes after Yam and Yamuna temple. And it's like after walking to Vishram Ghat, we will go to Pipaleshwar Mahadev. Okay, and after Dhruva Ghat is the Saptarushi Mandir. So there are seven sages, Kashyapa, Atri, Vashishta, Vishwamitra, Gautam, Jamadagni, and Bharadwaj Muni. So in this place, all the seven sages temple is there, and if there is a some hill at the temple, and if you dig up the thing there, so you will find the ashes from the yajna. The rishis do yajna, so you will find the ashes over there. So that's the Saptarushi Mandir.
Mataji, Saptarushi Mandir, I think we did on day two. It was here somehow, I missed it.
Yeah, yeah. There is a Saptarushi Mandir, Mataji.
Yeah, it's here, Mataji. See in the map, Rishi Tirtha.
Yeah, it's called Rishi Tirtha also.
Mataji, do you know the pastime of Pipaleshwar Mahadev?
Pipaleshwar Mahadev.
I tried, but I couldn't get a... I asked some devotees also who went there, but they said they don't know. When? Mataji, are you there?
Okay. Mataji, I don't know the pastimes of Pipaleshwar Mahadev.
Yes, Mataji. So after that, Mataji, you covered these places, right? Yes, Mataji. So I missed. So Padmanabh Temple, Pipaleshwar Mahadev, we saw Dhruva Ghat, then Rishi Tirtha, Kubja Mandir, Rangeshwar Mahadev, then Bhuteshwar Mahadev, I showed in the picture. Then we will come to Gaur Govinda Mutt, and then Mahavidya Devi Mandir. This is Durga's temple.
Yeah, Mataji, I want to add for the Bhuteshwar Mahadev, why he is called Bhuteshwar Mahadev, because, you know, for human beings, everybody is so merciful. All three gods, people worship demigod and they get lot of benefit. But who will take care of the bhutas, like, ghosts and who don't have bodies. So they go here and they worship this Bhuteshwar Mahadev and they get liberated from there.
Yes, Mataji. I was about to say that. Yes, Mataji. Thank you. So we finished our day three, Mataji. Gaur Govinda Mutt and Durga Temple, Mahavidya Devi Mandir. That is the end. Day four is Madhuvan. Day four and five. We will see tomorrow, Mataji. Please, any corrections or addition? Kaumudike, Mataji, you want to add something?
Thank you, Mataji. It's very, very nice. Thank you all for the entire presentation.
Preeti Vilasni, Mataji, you want to add something?
No, Mataji. It was very nice to hear.
Thank you, Mataji. We'll see tomorrow then. Yes, Mataji. Shyamagauri Mataji. We are ending, right?
Wonderful, Mataji. Thank you so much, Shyamagauri Mataji and Padmasakhi Mataji, for taking us to Vrindavan. Hari Bol.
Yeah.
Vrindavan Dham ki jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Mataji.